Well, hi there. This is Kimberly Oliver from Living from the Heart. Well, living from the heart, I want you to think about that. You know, living from the heart is something that we have a lot of conversations about, things that have to do with our heart. You know, it's amazing. If you think about life, everything we do, every decision we make is built in what's in our heart. What we've been conditioned for, what we've been through, our past hurts, our past disappointments, our past victories. Everything in us is in our heart. It marks us. Well, living from the heart today, we are going to talk about just move forward and trust the process. I want you to think about process. You know, process is, it's a huge thing in life. You know, when we process things, if you think about your kids going to school, you know, kids start out in kindergarten. I have a 3-year or a 6-year-old grandson, and he's in kindergarten right now. And going through those processes of looking at the, when I got the teacher sheet, of knowing what the goals were for the year and what Brock needed to accomplish for the year, I was a little bit overwhelmed because I'm thinking, we have to do this year. And you know, it's a process. So the teacher sent home a blueprint of what we wanted to accomplish this year. So it gave me an idea of where we need to end up. So every night I have to do stuff every single night with Brock to make sure that we hit our goals. Well, you know, we have a blueprint of life. We have a plan in life, right? We have a destination we're trying to get to. And maybe that is for you. Maybe it's, you know, I want to be a better parent. I want to be a better daughter. I want to be a better mom. I want to be a better wife. You know, whatever your thing is that you're wanting to do better, you have to have a blueprint. And the Bible is our blueprint. You know, the way that we do things, the way that we lead our life out of our heart, we have to keep our heart conditioned right. Because if we don't, we're going to make wrong decisions. So it is so important to keep your heart right. You know, just like Brock's in kindergarten. So the teacher told me everything in the year that he needs to be able to accomplish. So in order to do that, I have to do something every single day to make that happen. Every single day for 20 minutes, we have to read, we have to do our letters, we have to do a certain amount of things in 20 minutes every single day. And I know that's my system for the year to get Brock to his destination. Well, my friend, in life, it's just like that. If you want to lose weight, let's just use lose weight. I know the women can all agree to this. If you want to lose weight and you want to do it within a year, you have to think about what you want to do every single day to do that. Okay, I'm going to go to the gym 20 minutes a day, every single day, I'm going to do it. So if you break it down to 5 days a week, this is what I have to do every single day, you will get to your destination. Well, you know, perhaps you're needing something different than that. Perhaps you're needing just to have a good attitude. Maybe you're needing to upgrade on your education. Whatever that is, it's a good thing. So you just have to keep doing it every single day and be consistent. You know, my friend, the Bible says that, for I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you and not harm you, but plans for a good life. The Bible tells us that. So if he is so faithful to tell us that he had a plan for our life, we have to know what that plan is. Or at least we have to know what direction that plan is. Because if that plan is not, if you're not going in the direction that your plan is, that you know that God is going to have you go, then you have to get back on track. You know, the Bible also tells us to lean not on our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our paths. Well, that's in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. So if we acknowledge him and we pay attention to him, he is going to direct our paths. But if we're over here doing it all by ourselves and just doing out of our own understanding on what our mind thinks, if we're in that space, we're probably not going to hit the mark. Would you agree? I want you to think about that for a minute. If our steps are ordered by him, but if we're not following him, how can we go in his steps? See, my friend, it's so important. It's so important to stay in tune with God, to pray daily, to read your Bible. And you know, if you're like, I just get so confused, I get lost in the Bible. Well, you know, Proverbs has 30 scriptures. So you've got a proverb, it's got 31 scriptures. And so you've got a proverb for every day. So you could read a proverb a day, and that'll take you into a different, that'll take you into more of the Bible. So just start there. Just read a proverb a day. Proverbs 1, Proverbs 2. So every day you have a proverb to read. And that's a great start if you don't know where to start. Another place to start is in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. If you start there, that gives the miracles of Jesus. That tells about his life when he lived here on earth and with his disciples. You'll learn a lot about Jesus when you do that. You know, it's just a journey. And, you know, just like when I received that note from Brock's teacher, these are the things that he needs to accomplish by the year, I immediately thought, okay, what do I have to do every single day? Well, she already broke it down for me. She said, 20 minutes a day, do this, this, and this. So every day for the rest of the year, during the week, I know what I have to do with Brock in order to get him to his goal. So I want you to think about, what is that one thing in your life? If your steps are ordered by God, he directs your paths, and as long as you acknowledge him, he will direct you. So what is he directing you to today? I want you to get quiet for a second and just ask him, Father, what are you directing me to today? You know, my friend, sometimes we don't want to hear what God is saying, and sometimes we know what he's saying, and we're happy about it, but sometimes we might resist it. So you might ask yourself, why am I resisting this? Is it painful? Is it hurtful? Is it because I don't trust him? You know, sometimes when we go through things, disappointments in life, when we come across that same type of thing in another situation, we may doubt the promises of God. But we have to remember that God is faithful. He never lies. He never forsakes you. He never goes back on his word. He never changes his mind. He is always faithful, and it is our job to trust in him. You know, sometimes what I do, I do this often. I tell the Lord, Lord, I don't understand this, but I'm going to keep following you, and I'm going to keep walking in your direction, even though I don't have all the pieces, I don't have all the answers, but God, I trust you. Because my friend, you have to trust him. You have to trust him in the hallway. You know, I think of life as this long journey, but in the middle, I call that the hallway. The middle is where you really don't know. You really don't see the plans that he has. You really don't see the next step. You're in the hallway and you're walking. I think about being at the airport, and when they have the moving sidewalks, you know, you get on that, and some people stand to the right if you want to stand, but the people that want to walk, walk on the left. Well, when you're walking, it seems like you're going really, really fast. But in life, it's not always that way, but we are. We're walking towards that goal. When you're walking with the Lord, he's going to guide you. He's going to give you steps. But I can tell you, without the Lord, it's going to take you a lot longer. Because you know what happens? If we don't have the Lord in our life, we'll go over here and we'll try this. It doesn't work. So we'll go try something else, and that doesn't work. So we try something else, and that doesn't work. So then we get frustrated. We're like, God, see, it's not working. But my friend, let me ask you, did God tell you to do that? Did God say, Kimberly, I want you to go here, and then I want you to take a left, and then I want you to take a right? Well, when God was telling me that, perhaps I was busy doing other things, or I wasn't listening, or I was reasoning it away. Did you really say that? Well, my friend, if God said it, he said it. And I promise you, if he said it, pay attention to what he's saying. Because if you don't, you'll get lost. You'll get on a detour. But you know, the good news is God is a master at getting you off detour and getting you back on the right track. So today, just surrender your heart to him and say, God, I blew it. I want to listen to you now. I want to hear you. And just get quiet and go back to that place where God told you what to do. If God said it before, he'll tell you again. You know, there's so many times I'll go to the Lord and I'll say, Lord, okay, I'm sorry. I know you told me this one time, but would you reiterate? Would you tell me again? And you know, God is just like we are as parents, or just like your parents were. And hopefully your parents were patient and kind and very loving like God is. And, you know, they're saying, it's okay, child, get right back over here and I'll guide you. You know, if your parents were not that way, perhaps you grew up in an abusive home, or you had an aggressive, angry father or mother. And if you did have that, I'm sorry. That was not God's intention. Your parents probably did the best that they could. And, you know, sometimes we have to deal with that. If we did not have good role models, we have to find good role models to take their place. You know, because sometimes in life, that's just what you have to do. I had to do that. You know, I did not have the kind of role models. I did not have the kind of role models that I needed in life. So what I did is I asked the Lord to bring role models in my life that I could follow, that I could learn from. And God did that. He's faithful like that. He says in the Bible that you can ask anything in His name and He will give it to you. Anything. So anything in His name means anything. So if God is saying one thing, you have to get quiet and be still and listen. And if you get off track, all you have to do is say, Lord, okay, I'm sorry. I need to be back on track. I'm not in a place where I need to be. Father, will you help me get back there? And God will do that. He will get you back on track because He's a loving Father. He's a good Father. He's not going to hit you upside the head and go, oh, Kimberly, that's too bad. You blew it. You didn't do what I asked you to do. So you're done, girl. Just get over there and sit down. God does not do that. He says, Kimberly, that's okay, baby. I'll get you back on track. Now this time, go this way and hold my hand and I will get you to your destination. But don't let go of my hand, Kimberly, because I'm guiding you and you may get lost if you don't hold on to my hand. So hold on to God's hand when He's leading you. Because I promise you, if you'll get still and get quiet and say, God, will you tell me again? Or Father, will you give me wisdom on this? In the book of James, it says, any who lacks wisdom, let him ask, and I will give it to him abundantly. So God never gets tired of you asking for wisdom. God loves you. He's got a plan for your life. He loves you. He's trying to get you to that destination, but you have to stay focused. You know, staying focused is hard sometimes, especially if we've been broken and we've had detours in the road. You know, sometimes it can get really confused and canted. And my friend, I understand that. I understand how confusing it gets because we want to reason, we want to take it back, and we want to try to figure it out on our own, don't we? But God is a sovereign God. He loves you. He has a plan for you. It does not matter what you've done in life. It does not matter. Even if you killed somebody, God is a God of forgiveness. You just say, God, I repent of my sins, and I ask you just to come and make me clean, make me fresh and new, like you say. And Father, I want to start my life over right now. And that's all you have to do, my friend. You just have to ask Him in your life, ask Him to be your Lord and Savior, and begin walking with Him. And I would really encourage you to find a Bible-believing church. You know, some people say, well, Kimberly, I don't like church. Church, you know, every time I go there, there's hypocrites. Well, you know what? There is no perfect church because you know what? We are there and we are not perfect people. But you know what? If they teach the Bible and you can get into your Bible and you can get some nourishment, go and find a good church. There are good churches out there. There's many in the Metroplex. Just find a good one. It may take you a couple different times to visit, but find a pastor that you can listen to every week. Try to get involved in a small group or a home group. Just find a way to nourish yourself with the Word of God. You know, just like food, we have to have food to be able to nourish ourselves, right? Well, that is how the Bible is. The Bible is for you to nourish yourself and to grab hold of and to strengthen yourself so you know what to do. The Bible cannot lie. God cannot lie. And the Bible is full of His Word. That's God's written Word to you. So when you're reading the Bible, it's going to jump out at you and you're going to find something in there that you can hold on to. Just like the scriptures I gave you, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. That's a scripture that I have memorized for years. And when I don't know what to do, I say, Lord, I'm leaning not on my understanding, but I'm acknowledging You. And the Holy Spirit takes it from there, and He guides me. He guides me into all truth. He guides me to the next step. He guides me to the people I need to meet because God is like that. He loves you. He's for you. So whatever you're dealing with today, just give it to Him. Say, God, I need you. Say it right now. God, I need you. I need you to take care of this problem and help me deal with it. My friend, if you did that, you are on your way to walking in your destiny. You know, and some people say, you know, I don't know what my destiny is. I don't know what God is supposed to, what I'm supposed to do. I can't hear from Him. Well, my friend, whatever you love doing, that's probably your destiny. Whatever you do without even having to be told, whatever you gravitate to, that could be art, that could be touching people, it could be encouraging people, it could be making people smile. You know, if you walk in and people, if you hear people say, I just love it when you come, you just always bring so much joy. Well, you know, that might be your purpose, to bring people joy. Because my friend, in this world, we need more joy. Would you agree? This world is crazy right now. It's crazy what we're going through with a pandemic and people shutting down, viruses, people dying. This is unprecedented time. I mean, this is a time that we, all of us, are going through. So if you think about that, everybody in the world is going through something, not just you. Everybody is going through something. And if you know that your brothers and sisters are going through something, and you know that you're not the only one, you know even more so that you have to get a hold of God to get to your destination. I honestly don't know how I would do it myself without God, because the Holy Spirit always guides me. I can ask the Holy Spirit to guide me and prompt me and help me get to my destination. He always leads me. You know, I'm in real estate. I do real estate for a living. That's how I make a living. That's how I pay my bills. I do this radio program just to broadcast hope to you. I don't get paid for doing this. I do this out of my own time to nurture you, to encourage you, because that is what my purpose is. I know that. So I make it a point every week to get on here and talk to you about what God has given me. And I believe what I shared with you today was about your footsteps. Your footsteps are ordered by God. And if they're ordered by God, my friend, you have to trust the process. Trust the process and ask the Lord, what is holding me up? What is causing me to stumble? And God will reveal that to you. And if He tells you, and you know for sure, be quick to obey. Say, God, I don't know if I can do this on my own, but I know with you, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Well, my friend, I pray that this was a blessing to you. If you don't have a good church, please find a good church. That's going to be your first step. I know that is a big step. You need a body of believers to be with you, to encourage you. And if you're around people that are negative and people that bring you down, ask the Lord if you're supposed to be in those relationships. Ask God, God, is this the right relationship with me, for me? And if God says no, then my friend, it may be hard, it may be heartbreaking, but you have to make the break. You have to say, you know what? In order to get to God, I've got to get rid of this, whatever this is. And if God is telling you to do that, be obedient and just do it. Because if not, you know, just like the Philistines, they had to go around the mountain so many times because of disobedience. And I just encourage you today, don't go around the mountain so many times. Just be obedient and do what God has told you to do. Well, I pray you were blessed today. This is Kimberly Oliver from Living from the Heart. If HLE Radio is a blessing to you, please become a supporter. HEL Radio gets so many great messages out there, great music just for you to enjoy. So I pray that you'll become a partner with HLE Radio. They are amazing. I know that Hunter Logan works so hard to get this broadcast out every single week. And Hunter, we just thank you. We thank you, Hunter Logan. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for encouraging us. And thank you for doing everything you do to broadcast hope. Well, my friend, stay tuned for the next program. I pray you're blessed today. I pray that everything your hand touches prospers. This is Kimberly Oliver from Living from the Heart and Kelowim Shrility. God bless you in all you do. Bye-bye.
There's so much sorrow and so much stress. And this old world is in one hell of a mess.
There's broken hearts and broken homes. We're all in need of a healing song. A song that's filled with hope and love to raise our spirits and lift us up
above the darkness to carry on. We're all in need of a healer's song. Might take us to a better place. All God's children sing along
to a healing song.
We need to listen to our children's dreams.
Found a dusty your Bible instead. Thought I ain't been to service since my granddaddy passed. Finish my cigarette out there on the front steps, and then slept in the back by myself. You bring on the fire and brimstone, tell me I'm going to hell. Yeah, which one of you will throw the first stone? Well, I guess I'll see you then. You bring on the fire. Yeah, then I heard the Reverend said, turn and shake your neighbor's hand. One by one, saw them all turn around just to stay back in me like the wretch that I am. You bring on fire and brimstone, tell me I'm going to hell. Yeah, which one of you will throw the first stone? I guess I'll see you there. You bring on.
This is Nikki Headley, 2013 Female Vocalist of the Year, and I'm excited to be partnering with HLE Radio to carry the gospel to the world through internet radio. For just $10 a month, you can join us and help make a difference. Go to www.hleradio.com and click on the $10 challenge button. We only need 200 businesses, listeners, or artists to support this Christian country music ministry. Surely God will bless you. Again, that's www.hleradio.com, the $10 challenge. Join us now.